Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf to a committee. The move comes following a misinformation-riddled ad campaign launched against Speaker Voss by a group led by former Republican primary opponent Adam Steen, threatening to remove him if he did not advance the impeachment proceedings. It was assigned to the Assembly Committee on Government Accountability and Oversight. Overtime pay could become tax-free under a new plan introduced by the Institute for Reforming Government. The organization, which has pushed for sweeping tax reform and called to fully eliminate income tax, says the plan will benefit workers and restart the conversation about tax reform in Wisconsin. The plan would eliminate income tax on overtime wages and bonuses up to $2,500. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has recently vetoed other proposed tax cuts by Republican lawmakers. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Playing the Valley's fun music all day long. 105.7 CFW. CFW.
Do do do. 7 CFW.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. In the moonlight, far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street. Says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me out, call me out.
Mm-hmm.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Eagle Point. This is 105.7 CFW.
So slashed and torn.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Mixing wonder, underwhelmed. Here come the man with a look in his eye. He's fed on nothing but full of pride. Look at him go, look at him kick. Makes you wonder how the other half lives. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Ooh. Na-na-na-na.
Mostly cloudy for a while this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 47, with wind north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 44. Then on Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy. Some showers later in the day with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 42.
CFW.
Just didn't take, and who would have thought it figured
already late. A no smoking sign on your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too. I really do think it's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride on your already paid. It's the good advice that you just didn't take. And who would have thought it figures?
Funny, funny way of helping you out, helping you out.
105.7 CFW.
She's the soul, man. There's no telling.
1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
CFW.
Tonight. 1057 CFW.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Yeah, yo, what's up, guys? Yeah. What's up,
man? Boys are in effect, yeah,
and it's about time.
Yo, let's rip this up.
Boys the man. Boys the man. Boys the man.
back in Philly. Four guys wanted to sing. They came up to me, I said, but what's your name?
Boys the Men.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And then I said, all right, fellas, well, let me see what you can do. And then a smile one named Wanya said, yo, Mike, check this out. See if this one moves.
Five seven CFW. Five seven CFW.
Battles are lost, but you know.
1057 CFW. We're glad you're enjoying the Valley's fun music on 105.7 CFW. Did you know that there's a second brand new station in town? Yeah, when you're in the mood to talk about the local issues that matter to the Valley and all of Wisconsin, you're going to want to tap into our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. For local issues and information, it's 93.5 The Tap. And for the Valley's fun music, keep on listening to 105.7 CFW. Go ahead, spread the word.
The Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless, Bug Tussle.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, "Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." We might call this counterintuitive, Jesus calls this life and salvation in Him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. State lawmakers from the Eau Claire area have proposed a package of bills to expand voting access in the state. Three of the bills proposed by Representative Jody Emerson and State Senator Jeff Smith would allow convicted felons to vote once they've served their sentence, count incarcerated people in their home of record for voting districts, and require county sheriffs to establish a plan for eligible voters in their jails. The other would establish harsher penalties for deceiving voters about eligibility or polling information. A proposed bill would make changes to Wisconsin's Amber Alert system following the death of a 5-year-old in Milwaukee. According to a WISN report, State Senator LaTanya Johnson, who personally knew the family of the child, says their family and friends want the system re-examined. Their main concern is why an Amber Alert wasn't issued, as in order to send out an Amber Alert, the Wisconsin Department of Justice needs to have information about